KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 75 degrees here in Atlantic. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today with isolated showers and thunderstorms this morning and a high of 94 with winds south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In a meeting that lasted just under an hour Thursday, the Cass County Conference Board, made up of representatives from the county schools, the mayors, and the Board of Supervisors, approved the appointment of an assessor to fill a vacancy and the restructuring of the assessor's office. Board Chair Steve Beyer said with regard to restructuring the assessor's office, there are other services that are better suited to conducting field appraisals.
This has been discussed back at budget time this year, budget time preceding year. The concern was expressed at budget time that we're spending significant amounts for services related to appraising that are supposed to help and actually reduce the amount of in-the-field appraisal work that needs to be done.
And that includes Eagle View Pictometry and a contract with Vanguard Appraisals.
The question was brought up at budget time. With what we are planning going forward, is it really wise to be spending what we're spending on field appraisal as well as these services and try and get money put aside for a major project that hasn't been done in 20 years but needs to be done with a countywide equalization of residential property?
The board voted in a majority to restructure the assessor's office by releasing two field appraisers from their contract. Beyer said the conference board had two highly qualified candidates to choose from as well with regard to the assessor and the hiring of an assessor.
The recommendation of the examining board, they found, were very fortunate to have two people that they thought were capable. One was fully qualified, not only with all the certification, passing all the tests, as both had done, but also had years of experience in appraisal, and can fully take that. And that person is Mary Nancy. I'd like to thank Carol Bailey, Lisa Dobb, and Ken Myers for their work and their patience on the examining.
The board unanimously then voted to appoint former Deputy Assessor Mary Anstey to fill the remainder of a six-year term created by the resignation of Brenda Nelson in May. Anstey, who works as a deputy auditor currently for the Cass County Auditor's Office, had previously served as deputy assessor from October of 1999 through April of 2013. Conference Board Chair Steve Beyer said Anstey has agreed to be paid on a prorated basis for the 10 months remaining in the fiscal year, the salary of her predecessor. She will also help to train whomever takes over her position in the auditor's office, and she would help volunteer to help the auditor's office through the next election cycle. She says, that she will take over her new position and title on September the 1st in the assessor's office. Anstey was given the authority also to hire a deputy assessor with the approval of the conference board. The Cass County Auditor's Office on Thursday said three candidates had filed their nomination papers for the November 2nd elections in Cumberland. Incumbents Mike Hill and Darren Hardesty of Cumberland are running for re-election to the City Council in Cumberland, where there are three seats on the ballot. And Nancy Virginia Coughlin is running for re-election as mayor. She has served as mayor since 2010. As of Thursday, then, there are these candidates who have filed to run for other offices in Cass County, as we've previously mentioned. For the mayor of Atlantic, there are three current candidates and councilpersons, Pat McCurdy, Grace Garrett, and Kathy Summers. Dick Cassidy, an incumbent, is running for his seat on the Atlantic 5th Ward Council. Mayor of Oneida to fill a vacancy, John Knutson, is in the running for that position. And for the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Board, Shirley Jensen has submitted her nomination papers. Those papers, by the way, may be filed with the Cass County Auditor's Office until 5 p.m. on September 16th. A spokesman for the Kimbleton Fire Department Thursday evening said the power outage issue in Kimbleton had been resolved. The situation began Wednesday morning, leaving some areas of town in a brownout. According to Public Information Officer Vernon Schwartz, with a ton of hard work and dedication and countless hours from the City of Kimbleton staff, fire chief, volunteers, and too many others to name, the power issue has been fixed. And in the process, he said, we've had assistance from the Audubon County Emergency Management, NIPCO, MRES, the City of Atlantic Utilities, and many other entities. What the issue was in the end, he said, was a blown fuse in a transformer that could not be seen and found and was very difficult to track down due to not acting like a normal fuse issue. Swarty said basically pieces of the blown fuse fell into the lower parts of the cabinet on a normal visual and test means and could not be seen. This remedy in the end, he said, is considered awesome news for the city of Kimbolton, as we were fearing a main transformer issue that would have been weeks or months to get fully taken care of and back up and running. The result, he said, is that we are good to go. He added also that thank you for your patience and understanding while the process of elimination was taking place. And the mayor of Ottoman Thursday said a water emergency that was set to expire September 1st has instead been extended until October 1st. At that time, the situation will be reevaluated. In the meantime, the city is reminding its citizens that there are several actions involving the use of water that are not allowed during the water emergency. That includes watering of yards, washing mobile equipment, outdoor cleaning services, the cleaning of buildings, cleaning equipment and machinery, ornamental fountains, swimming pools, fire hydrants, escape through defective plumbing, and restaurants will not be serving water unless it's specifically requested. Penalties for violations will be $100 for the first offense, $200 for the second offense, and $300 for the third and subsequent offense. You can read more on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.